What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And man, am I excited to have a special guest on the show today, Jeremiah Dalton out of Long Island. And today we're going to be talking about a couple of, you know, typical topics that normally investors talk about, but Jeremiah approaches it in a different way. He's actually getting a lot different results than what most people are getting across the country right now. So we're going to dive into his side of the marketing, specifically about how he leverages his website from an SEO standpoint to bring in deals. And then also what he's doing with his direct mail campaigns, because it's still working from it for him. Whereas most investors across the country, it's not working. So I'm interested to see what he has to say. But Jeremiah, thanks for jumping on the show today, man. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on here. So what's going on? How you doing, man?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. Obviously, we've always, you know, been going back and forth and talking, and been a bit of a big admirer of yours, and you know, your ability to scale, especially in the last couple of years, has been tremendous, man. So. Yeah. Hats off to you, and I hope it just keeps on going up for you.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly appreciate that, man.
So insofar as, you know, marketing, going right into like the website stuff, what I like a lot about website leads is, first of all, I think it provides a certain sense of accountability, right? There's it's public information. People can Google you. So you should be always holding yourself to the highest standard possible. But when you're all over Google and you're a highly ranked Google site, your reviews and how you treat people and the experiences they have are really, really important, right? Yep. So we make it really, it's imperative. And that's like a directive that comes from me to everyone within the company, that like we go above and beyond for sellers. And typically that translates into a great Google review. For us, what I like about especially SEO leads is that you aren't going to get a lot of them, but when you do, they're usually very highly motivated. The other thing about it too, in comparison to PPC, is that if you kind of think about it, when you're searching for something, if you're seriously searching for something, whether it be a plumber, whether it be, you know, a printing company, any kind of service, and you're going on Google, I have found, at least me personally, I don't go on the paid Google ads, because we all know how they got there. Yeah. I'm looking for the ones that are highly ranked on Google, that Google's determining these are the authorities in, you know, whatever field that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So I think having that, it translates to some of the other marketing that we're doing. So I've told people who are interested in SEO, like, you're not going to get rich doing it. But if you've optimized your site properly, and we have a carrot site, we've had it for many years now, and we're very happy with their services. But if you optimize that site properly, you're going to get a nice steady flow of really good qualified leads. And honestly, I'm the kind of person that wants not more leads, but less leads. I'd rather have less leads that are higher quality than, you know, worry about my cost per lead per se and have 100 leads that are just not good. And you spend, you know, time, money, effort, your staff bogged down trying to go through all these leads, trying to follow up with them as many times as possible to whittle it down to those one, two, maybe three leads that are actually going to sell. Whereas with this, it's kind of like that process has already been streamlined for you, and you're like going to get less leads, but you're going to have a much easier time converting them. And it's just going to make your business a lot more efficient.
So I love that you went directly into that, because, you know, you mentioned Carrot, and I was actually at Carrot's headquarters this past week. We're recording this at the end of September. And we talked about this specifically. Like, Trevor, the CEO, literally told me, he's like, you know, a lot of people, they're going to get less leads with SEO and website optimization, but the quality is so much higher. And here's the thing, Jeremiah, is what a lot of people don't think about is, even though you have less leads, the quality's higher, you're still like, even if you like, just the amount of time that you have to have an acquisitions person spend on those crappy leads, that's costing you money. You're paying them to be on the phone with those crappy leads that aren't going to go anywhere. So not necessarily just the fact that you're getting, you know, a lot of leads is going to make a difference in your marketing. It's the quality of the leads that matter more than anything. And Jeremiah, before we go any further, you jumped right into it, but I do want you to introduce yourself. So I want people to understand who Jeremiah Dalton is, and because you've got an incredible story. You've got a lot that you've been through, just tremendous experience, somebody I actually look up to. And so like, before we jump into it, we do want to come back into, I want to talk about how you're optimizing your site to get those quality leads.
Sure.
But I do want you to introduce yourself for the audience that doesn't know who you are.
No. And I do that. Like, I don't like to talk about myself. So it's actually quite,
you tried to avoid it, but I got you.
But you got me. Yeah. That was good. You know, I think if, you know, you wanted to transition into like news and like being like, you know, like a reporter or something, like, you'd be good, because you hold people to it.
I do.
To the fire. But, so backstory with me, I was an attorney. I graduated in 2010. It was kind of like the worst legal market of all time. I bounced around in different things that weren't even legal related, and then kind of settled into like an organization where I thought I was going to move up the ranks and really contribute to. It was a labor union that my family was a part of. And I really wanted to kind of take what I had learned in the legal industry and apply it to that. And it was honestly one of the worst experiences in my life. Like, just being there on a daily basis, I really felt like there was like a part of my soul that was just dying every day. So as I realized like there was no future for me there, I started building this fix and flip rehab business, one deal at a time. And then I kind of realized it when, you know, I understood that like, it wasn't as much about real estate as much as it was about marketing. And that's why obviously I'm so excited to be here, is because, you know, that really is the lifeline to the business. And once I started to, obviously wanted to focus on being the best fix and flip investor I could be, but when I really devoted a lot of my time, energy, and attention to marketing, that's when my business exploded. And that's when I realized like, wow, like, this is going to be the play. This is going to be the route that's going to get me out of this job and is going to allow me to do this full time. So now we're lucky, you know, we're one of the largest fix and flip investors in our county. And it's been great. You know, I'm living life on my terms. I'm able to be around for my kids. I'm certainly making a hell of a lot more money, and above all, I'm just happier. So I'm really just passionate about, you know, people finding whatever it is that their purpose is and going after it. And I think no matter what business you're in, there's a lot to be learned from the fact that like, if you market your business, you market yourself properly, like, the sky's the limit.
That's incredible. I'm glad you mentioned that, man. Like, I agree. A lot of people not just real estate investors, but anybody in business in general, they don't focus on marketing. It's just something that has to happen. They know it has to happen in their business, but don't get me wrong. Like, the operational side of your business is super important. Like, if you can't just market a crappy business. So you got to focus on that. But at some point it definitely has to click where you can't just continue to bootstrap your marketing and just get by with it. Especially if you're in a competitive market, you just can't do that. You've got to be willing to market and able to market and put people in the right place to, get your voice out there. In terms of marketing. And so I'm glad you brought that up. Now let's go back into, and I appreciate you doing that. I know, like you said, you don't like talking about yourself, but I wanted people to know who you were because of that reason. And you brought up a lot of good points just in your introduction. But I want to go back into the optimization side of your website. Now we have about 10 minutes and I think we might spend most of the time on this and then maybe skim on that direct mail. But when it comes to the optimization, like we were saying, prior to, having you introduce yourself, quality of leads is far more important. So with your optimization of your website, what are you guys focusing on in order to bring those quality leads in and be able to close the deals that you are?
Well, I mean, I would be lying if I told you I knew everything about SEO. A lot of my success has come from tapping into different people. Sure. Whether it's like, I can't make a video with subtitles, like that's your thing. Like, you know what I mean? So I've tapped into people who are just really good at what they do. My mailers, same thing. You know what I mean? I tap into a company that knows direct mail way better than I do, So, we have a full-time SEO person. And so the big thing that we do, because it's not all what he does on a regular basis, we are constantly soliciting for reviews, which is why the customer experience is really important. And one kind of works off the other. So, obviously the more you're going to bat, the more you're, making it a great experience, they're going to write you a great review, but then you're also going to have something called word of mouth marketing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that it kind of like it killed two birds with one stone that way. But we're trying to always make videos. We're constantly trying to provide content on our website, constantly asking for reviews. We're constantly posting to like Google My Business. Mm-hmm. You have to understand like Google runs the show. So you've got to make Google happy. And that requires you to use all of the ancillary Google platforms that are associated with your website. So those are things that we try to do on a regular basis. Now, as far as like optimization of keywords, I know that when I first got my carrot site, they had like courses that you could take as to what to do. I kind of looked into it. I think I might even bought one and realized like very quickly, like I'm just not cut out for this.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm not cut out for this.
And that's good awareness. Like not all real estate investors have the ability to do that. And they need to delegate that to somebody that does so that their efforts are, not in vain. Like they're actually going to get deals.
And I would tell you this, like, there's a lot of cheap SEO services out there. So if you're watching this and you say, I want to optimize my website. All right. If you want to do it yourself and save the money, I understand. Like I get it. But if you're willing to spend the money, it's not always the case that the most expensive guy is the best guy, but I can tell you something that like the best guy will never be the cheapest.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Never. Yes. So there's just no such thing. It doesn't exist. You're never the cheapest and the best. You know what I mean? You may be the best and not the most expensive. And that's kind of what you're looking for. But heck, if the best is still the most expensive, understand that like the beauty about real estate investing is the ROI is incredible. Yeah. So don't look at it as somebody who's charging, a couple hundred or maybe double or triple the price as the lowest person. Look at the other side of the equation. Look at what you can make from that deal and say, wow, like even if I pay this person three times more than the other person, my potential ROI could be significant. I mean, we're talking about, 6, 7, 8 to 1, revenue off of what you're spending on SEO. I mean, that's a realistic figure. So at the end of the day, if like that guy's getting you deals at a 7 or 8 to 1 marketing spend and the other guy's getting you nothing at a, whatever it is, 1 to 20 marketing spend. Well, I think you know what the answer is.
Yeah, for sure. And I 100% agree with you when it comes to marketing and media. I'm a service provider in the real estate space. I mean, Jeremiah sent plenty of videos over to our platforms to get edited and produced for him. And like exactly what he said, guys, when it comes to anything that has to do with marketing, if you're going to outsource, I always say there's three things. There's speed, there's cost, and there's quality. when it comes down to it. And you can't have all three. If you're going to have quality, you know, a quality service provider and it's cheap, it's not going to be fast. If it's fast and it's cheap, it's not going to be good. If it's, you know, if it's cheap and it's, you know, slower, then, you know, then maybe it's just not good either. Like, you can't have all of them.
You can't.
And so you got to pick one or two of them. Like, this is the thing. There's a combination of them, right? So if, like, for instance, for me, our service, we focus on quality and we focus on speed, right? Those are the two things we focus on, but that means that we're not cheap, right? So like, our services, what we do for the investors is just not cheap. And the reason is because my video producers, you know, somebody might spend $5 for a video producer in the Philippines, but the quality is garbage. I actually spend a good amount of money for my producers. And because I want the product to be quality. And it's the same thing when it comes to SEO. And I'm glad that you brought up the fact that you don't know everything about SEO, because a lot of investors on here need to hear that. Like, somebody so experienced as yourself recognizes that, has that self-awareness, and is willing to delegate it. And like you said, the ROI is always going to be, like, especially in the real estate industry, that the spreads is so great. Now, you do have to understand the differences in your numbers, right? So if you're spending, you know, 10 grand a month on SEO and you're not getting that back over the course of like 6 months, then you might want to start raising some questions. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I would like to go deeper into that, but I think I really want to hit the direct mail piece little bit, because your market is very unique, and it might even be you framing it up, talking about your market a little bit. But when it comes to the direct mail, it's going across the country right now. It's starting to hurt. Like, that market is starting to hurt. A lot of people, especially here in the Midwest and the West Coast, we're just not getting the same results as we were even last year.
The South is the same way.
So with you, what are you seeing in your direct mail in your market specifically, and what maybe you guys doing differently with your direct mail in order to get the results you're getting?
I think it goes back to the SEO part. You know, I think they go hand in hand.
Wow.
So they may get a piece from us that isn't going to like blow their minds. I've seen people come up with really creative mail pieces. Ours are really good. They're nice. You know what I mean? But at the end of it, you're not going to get like blown away by like what our letter is. It's like I said, it's professional. But there are some people out there that just have, you know, these really cool pieces to get your attention. Now, that said, it kind of goes back to, we tie our website into, you know, our letters. We are.
So you do actually brand them. You do brand Suffolk County house buyers, right? Like, I think that's something a lot of people don't do. And I think that there's a time and place for both, because direct mail, obviously you're compromising somebody's personal property in their mailbox. And people get pissed off. So a lot of times, like, mail houses will tell you go unbranded, the mom and pop like feel to it, where there's no logo or anything, no company name. Maybe there's a time and place for that, but you're seeing results with the actual branded postcard.
Well, yeah, because in the end of the day, like, it's part of the reason I named my company what it was. I mean, it was like, so it's, you know what I mean? Like, if you call yourself, you know, whatever it is, you know, Ultimate Home Buyers, it's kind of like, yeah, it seems like a more bigger national brand, but we're mailing and, you know, we're doing our work in Suffolk County, which is a local, big county with millions of people. So there's plenty to go around. They see the name. I think it gets their attention. We're obviously advertising that website. They're going to the website. They're seeing the reviews. And so I think that's an enhancement piece that then directly correlates to direct mail. It says, you know what? This guy's got really good reviews. Yeah. He obviously works in this area. Let's give him a call. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think the two tie together very well. And that's, I think, when we talk about like marketing, they're not separate and distinct. They all work together. The cross-marketing aspect, I think, sometimes gets overlooked by a lot of investors, where they look at SMS as one piece, RBM as one piece, mail, you know, website. And to me, they all kind of cross each other. And the more you can get people to look at different facets of your business with different marketing channels and get them to see like who you are, what you're about, I just think all of those things working together synergistically just enhance all your marketing overall.
Yeah. And I've said this so many times. And the first time I said it was with when we had Don Costa on the show, because we were talking about follow-up. And I firmly believe that follow-up does not fall under sales. I think it follows under marketing for this specific reason that you're talking about. Because what may happen is you send a direct mail piece and that may be the first interaction, or vice versa. They might visit your website first and then get a direct mail piece. But if you send that direct mail piece, they click on your website, they learn more about you. Your website, the content on your website, everything that has to do with what they're looking at is that follow-up piece.
Yeah.
And then the same thing. So if they visit your website first and then you send them a direct mail piece, and then maybe you cold call them, maybe then at that point you text them or whatever your follow-up sequences are with marketing, it's all follow-up. It's all circling back around to you and building you back up and staying in front of them, creating that relevancy. So this is the biggest reason why I think follow-up falls under marketing, is for exactly what you're saying.
It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, to kind of jump in, I always tell this story because I've always found it fascinating. So we, a couple of years ago, we mailed somebody. They got a letter. They went to our website. We retarget anybody that hits our website with you know, Facebook ads.
Yeah.
They got a Facebook ad. Okay. They clicked on that Facebook ad. They submitted their info, wasn't interested, followed up with that person for months and months and months, ultimately to find out that the house he wanted to sell us was not the house that we originally even mailed him. It was his mother's house.
Yeah.
A separate house altogether. So what's the source of that deal? It was everything. It was the mail. It was the website. It was the Facebook ads. It was the follow-up. Mm-hmm. All of it together. You really can't say, well, this deal was because it was everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I talk about. Like all this, these cross-marketing tactics that you're taking, you know, are going to lead to a deal. Now, sometimes it screws up your numbers from like a, you know, an ROI standpoint.
Right.
Where do we credit this deal to? But at the end of the day, like, that's part of it. That's the future of things. It's going to take a number of different efforts for you to get that deal.
Yeah, for sure. And those touches, right? Like whatever you believe, like 7 touches or 100 touches or whatever. I mean, I think it's all irrelevant because the seller is going to sell when they're ready to sell. And that's why you got to stay in front of them. But it's all those touches that you're hitting them with. And I love the fact that you brought up that you're retargeting them on Facebook. I've told everybody I talk to, I tell them to do that. And very few people do that. The ones that do it are successful at bringing leads back in.
Yeah. And I will tell you this. I think maybe we've gotten 1 or 2 deals. Okay. You know, including the one that I mentioned. So maybe 2 deals from that, or at least on our records, were from like Facebook retargeting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
it's cheap.
It's cheap. Exactly. It's cheap follow-up. It's automated follow-up. And who knows how many other deals we did get where they kept saying like, there's Jeremiah again doing his stupid video with his house transformations, or standing in the basement of a house he just bought. All right, let me pick up the phone and call him. And then they call. And then they're like, I found you on Google or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say, obviously, like what the source of that deal is. But like going back to it, it's cheap automated follow-up. And even if you get 1 deal a year from it, it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Man, I'm glad you brought that up. You have dropped so many bombs and nuggets on this show. I think we're going to have to cut it off at this point and bring you back on at some other time, man. But yeah, you have shared an immense amount of value, and I appreciate everything that you've gone through with us and really open up your marketing tactics and your business. I think that's, you know, admirable. And a lot of people can take a lot from this episode. I mean, there's just like small things that you could tweak to what like Jeremiah is doing in his marketing, and it's incredible. I think the biggest thing, Jeremiah, too, is that, you know, understanding that a marketing is follow-up, and then also, you know, they all work together. But if you don't necessarily, if you in your business, you don't know how to market in specific ways, like if you don't know how to run Facebook ads correctly, if you don't know how to build your direct mail campaigns or your PPC or whatever, delegate that out to somebody that actually does know what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to save yourself time, yourself headaches, where you could be focused on like closing deals, building the business, whatever, and then delegate to the professionals on what you're doing. Just making sure you're keeping a pulse on what, you know, the service provider is doing and measuring that, make sure that they report back to you with numbers and analytics and stuff like that. And you're going to be fine. But that's the biggest thing I want you guys to take away, is delegation in marketing is really big, because you want you want essentially these things to be done right, because yes, you're going to get the best bang for your buck. So Jeremiah, dude, I appreciate everything you shared today. Just been an incredible half hour here that we've had you. I look forward to having you back again soon. I do want people to be able to get in contact with you if you're willing to do that. So what's the best way for somebody to learn more about what you got going on, maybe connect with you if they have further questions, whether that's email, Facebook, or whatever?
Best way, I mean, we're on Instagram. So my company, which I respond to either on Facebook or Instagram, is Suffolk County House Buyers. So they can shoot us direct message through either one of those platforms. And then it's not that many Jeremiah Dalton, so you can easily find me on Facebook. And if you wanted to connect with me there and shoot me a message, by all means. And I try to, unless like that weird Facebook message comes up where like you see the message and then it disappears and it's in like buried in your message request. If I see that message, like, I'm always going to respond.
Yeah, for sure. And he does. So guys, I'm going to have that linked in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, head over to reimarketingweekly.com. I'll have this in the show notes, so the links to everything that he mentioned will be there so you can find it easily. Jeremiah, thanks, man, for being on the show today. Thanks for carving out some time today. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to having you back again next time.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us today and listening in. If you are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you head back over to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then also make sure that you check out rei.video. It's a platform where you can film your own video content. Like I said, Jeremiah's actually used this a couple times. And Connie was the one who submitted most of those, but we got you too. But you could go over there, rei.video, film your own video content, whether it's with your cell phone, your camera, Zoom, or whatever. Submit that to the platform. You'll have a little short web form to fill out where you can give us instructions on what you want the video to turn out to be. We edit, produce it. We do all the heavy lifting. You get it back in 48 hours with unlimited revisions. So you get exactly what you're looking for. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first order. So you can give it a shot and make sure you give it a shot. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining us today. And we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.